Hello, good morning, good evening, good day, good whatever the fuck time it is when you're listening to this. Again, just keeping up with the same flow as the last podcast, we're just gonna get right into it. So, I'm reading this book called The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman, and it's basically a meditation book, so it gives you one meditation, one thing to meditate on for that specific day, and it's got the whole year. And I took this out from the library, and because we're in quarantine time, I basically get to have it until whenever the library reopens, which is pretty cool, because I'm probably going to get through a lot of these days. Anyway, I've been trying to read the meditation for that day, and then journal about whatever thoughts it brings up for me. And this morning's meditation was basically on trusting but verifying your first impressions, your intuition. And I kind of hate that the first thing that this makes me think about are my romantic relationships. I don't know. I guess I kind of hate it, but also I can't be the only person out there that thinks about this when you think about first impressions and having the wrong first impression. I think what first came to my mind was this idea that was highlighted in, I'm pretty sure it was, in the movie / book, He's Just Not That Into You. And it's not a concept that's unique to this book, but I think it was one of like the characters specifically talked about this. But it's the idea that we women, specifically talking about women, the character is talking about women, when we meet a man, we know only a few things about them, but our brain immediately fills in the other gaps with what we want to be true about them. It's super scary to do this because we're convincing ourselves, like automatically, without even fucking thinking about it, we're convincing ourselves that these made-up things are true, even though they may not be true. Okay, it's like, well, maybe you might think that they're true, but then something might happen which will then make you realize that those things aren't true. But I don't think that's really what actually happens, because our brain didn't store that information as this is an assumption, or I want this to be true, or I hope this is true. Our brain stored that assumption right in the beginning, as soon as we met this person and started like imagining that they were the one in our future together. Our brain stored it as this is true. The super scary thing about it is that we don't even know that our brain stored it as this is true, even though it may not be. And so what ends up happening is every decision that we make following that assumption being stored as truth is based on that thing that we assume to be true. So we are no longer testing reality or thinking about the reality of the situation. We are thinking about it against this thing that we stored as fact. So let me try to think of an example. Okay, so this is a super simple example because I don't want to get into any details. But let's say, for instance, we meet this person and you're like, oh fuck, he's like super hot, and oh, he's such a sweet person, he's such a nice person, he's such a kind person. And then, you know, dude goes and does something that's super not nice or super unkind, and okay, fine, maybe the first time you give them a pass because everybody makes mistakes. But then maybe the second time you give him a pass, and the third time you give him a pass, and you keep giving him passes. And the reason why you're giving him passes is because you already convinced yourself at the beginning that he's a super sweet, kind person. And instead of actually testing your theory or assumption of if he's a super nice person. So meaning, okay, I meet him and I hope he's a super nice, sweet person, but let's see what happens to either prove or negate that. And that's not what we're actually doing, which obviously ends up putting us into trouble. Putting us into trouble in that whenever he does these things, because we've already assumed that he's a nice person, we don't take that behavior out of context or out of this fake context that we've created that he's a super nice person. So instead of taking these behaviors and being like, oh, you know what, maybe he isn't a super nice person, or maybe he isn't a super nice person to me because of X, Y, Z behavior that he's displayed, we're just like, no, because way back when I first met this dude, I made an assumption that my brain stored as fact that he's a super nice person. Then all of these things that he's doing are then quote unquote testing this fact that we've already assumed is so true, like the world is fucking round. Anyway, I hope that what I said made sense. I feel like I've kind of been rambling in circles trying to explain the same thing, and it may or may not have been made clearer with my explanation, because it's really fucking weird that I can explain something. No, it's not weird. It's not fucking weird that I can explain something when I'm speaking to a friend, but when I'm speaking to this blue snowball microphone, my brains get all scrambled up. But we will learn. We will learn in time. So anyway, point is, where is this fucking line between trusting our intuition but also verifying that it's true? Where is the line between, yes, I want to assume that everybody is a nice, kind human being, and I want to give them chances, opportunities to show me that they are, without making this assumption and storing it as fact, which will then end up possibly making me stay in a situation that isn't the best for me because I've tricked myself from the very beginning into believing something that's true. And I think that, fuck, setting that foundation up at the beginning is, oh fuck, it's the fucking worst. It's the fucking worst, because it's so hard for our brain to then go back and break down that foundation, as opposed to if we just developed this trust of this person, of this situation, of whatever it is, over time, with like little things being added to it, which are then easier to break down. Way easier to break down, prove or disprove, than a foundation that we set in stone from the beginning, which we probably shouldn't have. So what is the conclusion to all of this? Fucking conclusion. The conclusion is, how do we not make assumptions from the beginning and allow people and situations to show us who and what they are, while also hoping for the best? Yo, if you're still here, thank you. Seriously, everyone knows that I rarely give out cookies, but if you're still here, fuck. You can have all of the cookies that are buried in the bottom of my cold black heart. And if for some reason you just can't get enough of me, cause I'm so cute and wise, kidding, not really. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at j.elle__. That's 3 underscores. Or at jjgotthis.com. And I'll see you next week.